Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
If a married person commits adultery and later reconciles with their innocent mate, but the innocent spouse at some point decides they cannot live with the guilty mate, can the guilty one be eligible for remarriage to someone else? To begin with, I want us to identify here is that we're not dealing with a situation in this context, as it has been asked anyway, of where we have two innocent parties, but rather we have a guilty party and an innocent party. And whenever you have a guilty party and an innocent party, we know that the guilty party cannot remarry unless they're to remarry the innocent party. I said that right, didn't I? The guilty party cannot remarry unless they marry the innocent party. Yet the innocent party is under no obligation by God to take that individual back. He or she can go out and marry someone else who can be scripturally married, or they might choose to live single the rest of their life. And somebody says, well, that's hard for the guilty party. Is there ever a point, and I trust that this is where this question comes from, is there ever a point that they can reconcile with their mate? And if that doesn't work out, they've tried their best. This is the argument oftentimes that's been presented. They've tried their best in that reconciliation process. They've been 100% committed to that, and the mate finally says, you know, it's not going to work out. I've decided I don't want you. Well, let's explore it. What is reconciliation? I believe Paul's terminology in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10 can help us in regard to this. Katakalesko, which is to change, to exchange, and to reconcile. Those are three ways that this can be translated. What constitutes reconciliation then? If an innocent mate forgives their guilty spouse and agrees to take them back, then I believe that we are at the point of reconciliation. In that, when couples are dealing with this issue, where that a mate has been unfaithful to one and the other has been faithful to them, and there's a lot of tension. There's a lot of things that have to be talked out, a lot of things that have to be worked out, and a lot of trust building has to go into place, I think, long before an innocent mate, an innocent party, should agree to take their mate back. But if they get to that point where that they say, I'm willing to forgive and to forget, I'm willing to take you back, then I believe that this constitutes reconciliation. There are others, though, who are the school of thought that says that it does not take place, reconciliation that is, until there is a sexual union. And I'm going to say that, yes, by all means, this furthers that. If indeed I'm wrong on the first point, I don't believe that I am, but if I am wrong on the first point, then the second point, by all means, would constitute reconciliation. Because now they've not only said, I'm going to take you back, but now they have engaged in the privileges, if you would, of what God identifies that couples are to engage in with one another as a husband and wife. I draw a conclusion that the guilty party, can the guilty party ever qualify to remarry someone else? If they reconcile, then divorce after that, neither party can remarry. And what I mean by that is, if they reconcile and both of them are saying, we're going to work this out, we're going to stay together, and the innocent party says, I'm not going to put you away, then they've committed to that. They go on with their relationship, and then finally, he or she, who is the innocent party, says, you know, I've changed my mind. Friends, think about that. That's not fair to begin with to the one that you've accepted back. And sometimes people will do that just to get back at them. Marriage is not a game that we are to play. It is a very serious, solemn thing that we enter into. It is a covenant, a promise that we make with one another. And whenever we enter into the marriage relationship, it's imperative, most important, that we realize that. But then also, in times of reconciliation, it's nothing to toy with. Under those circumstances, if they reconcile, and the one who has been innocent has been in this agreement to reconcile, and he or she says, you know, I don't want you anymore, a lot of times they'll say, I've still got the right to go remarry Donna because they cheated on me. And friends, they did cheat, if indeed we're playing this out. If they did cheat at that time, before, here's the key, before the reconciliation process, you had the right to go remarry. But if you reconcile and then you take them back and then you change your mind, you cannot do that. You do not have, the innocent party would not have the right to remarry, nor also would the guilty party, if you would, have the right to remarry. Both at that point would have to remain single. If indeed there's reconciliation and the guilty party steps out again, then we're at square one once again. The innocent party would at that point, and I know of situations in the church where that has been the case, they've taken them back, they've reconciled, then the guilty party goes out and they do it again. And at that point then, the innocent party would have the right to put them away and remarry because they've committed adultery again, fornication once again. My advice to people in situations is if you are in a sticky situation, then you are best to remain in a single state so that whenever you stand before God, there is no questions about it. Those are sticky areas that we get into. Hopefully none of us get ourselves into it. But those are sticky situations that we find ourselves in the church that we have to deal with from time to time.